A new report to be released later this morning by the National Juvenile Justice Network and the Texas Public Policy Foundation looks at state incarceration trends for youth. The report uses new federal data to document and analyze the trends state by state, and it shows that New York State has seen one of the largest declines nationwide in the number of young people confined in both public and private facilities. And joining us now to talk more about it and what it means for us is Sarah Breyer. She is director of the National Juvenile Justice Network and one of the report's co-authors. Sarah, good morning. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
The report indicates that New York is one of nine comeback states signaled out for its leadership in adopting policies to reduce the reliance on juvenile detention and incarceration and focus on some alternatives. So let's first look at the numbers. What does the report say about the number of youth incarcerated here in New York, and how does that figure compare historically?
So New York had a very high number of youth incarcerated. Our report looked at a 10-year period between 2000 and 2010. And New York went from more than 4,500 youth incarcerated to just over 2,600 youth, which is a 43% decrease in holding youth in secure facilities, which is a tremendous decrease in putting kids in secure confinement. New York exceeded the national average. There's been a national decrease in putting youth into secure facilities. And New York actually exceeded the national average of that rate. So it is one of the nine states that we profiled and has done really a tremendous job of adopting state-level policies that led to that decrease and could ensure, and we hope will ensure, that that decrease stays stable and actually goes forward and then there's actually a further decrease.
Can you describe some of the alternatives to incarceration that are driving this trend away from actual juvenile detention?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we looked at a number of policies that contribute to this, to holding youth accountable in the community in a way that's age appropriate and is good for public safety, good for youth, good for families, helps kids get back on the right track. And New York was one of the states that adopted four of the six policies that we thought were primary in helping to push this trend. So New York, over the long term, has had a very strong statute-based funding for alternatives to incarceration and a fairly robust continuum of alternatives for youth. That has long existed, but in the past 5 years, there's been an incredible push to really hold youth in the community, hold youth accountable in the community. So there was a large number of secure facilities that were closed in New York. And in 2012, the state passed legislation that encouraged counties to use tools to reduce the use of secure detention facilities. And also in 2012, in that same legislative period, the state passed the Close to Home initiative, which brings youth from New York City back from upstate facilities to local control, giving the option to ultimately develop many more community-based supervision options for them.
We have less than a minute left, but how does this make a difference in the life of a young person to be part of a program as opposed to being incarcerated?
All the research shows that incarcerating youth and separating them from their communities and their families is extremely harmful to youth. It's harmful. It severs them from the ties, from schools, from families, from those ties that are actually going to help them get back on track. While they're incarcerated, they're very likely to both witness and actually be victims of violence. They receive, usually don't receive enough education or support. Generally, incarceration is actually, it actually decreases public safety. And the latest research shows that there's no increase in public safety for any stay over 3 months. So when we keep youth in the community and hold them accountable there in ways that keep them connected to their family, to their schools, to good positive supports in their communities, we're actually improving public safety and keeping kids healthy and getting them back on the right track. So it's really good news for New York State that they're in one of these nine comeback states, and we are sure that the advocates and the stakeholders are going to keep this trend going forward.
Sarah, thank you.